have with us former Sri Lankan all-rounder Russell Arnold today. Thank you for talking to us, Russell. First question, just a few days remaining for the knockout stage. Any surprises in this tournament for you?
Oh, there have been lots of surprises. There have been quite a few performances from lots of teams that have stood out. England being disappointing has been a surprise, but Sri Lanka gradually getting better. The batting's been fine, and from Sri Lanka's point of view, to be honest, I really haven't been surprised with how they've been doing. They're good at doing what's required, and that's what they've done, got a quarter-final place. Now it's about lifting it up to get through it and nicking games off the opposition. But it's been a wonderful tournament, and the fact that it's still open, we still don't know who's playing who and who's qualifying, says a lot for how it's been going.
Yeah. About Sri Lanka, the bowling is a bit of a worry, would you think? A lot of injuries at this stage in the tournament?
Yes, it is. I mean, you'd like to have a smooth run. It's not gone well in that sense. But on the other hand, Sri Lankan bowling will not scare anyone. But they can do a job. They need to be given a chance. They need to be supported in the field where Sri Lanka has been poor. The bigger issue has been that they've been quite lethargic in the field. But with the bowling, now they've got a good combination together. And hopefully they'll get it right. I'm pretty confident they will, because that's the type of people Sri Lankans are, and you look back when the moment's right, they come up with something special.
Right, and the batting's looking good. The top, almost all the top order batsmen are getting runs, but Kumar Sangakkara, I mean, four consecutive hundreds in a World Cup, what a special player.
He is. I mean, it's not the four consecutive hundreds that put him in that league. A lot of people are talking about him now because of that, but even from before, he's one of the best right around the world. He gets runs against any attack, any condition. He's a player for all conditions. And the key is also that he has a very good defense and now starts playing right around the park. Amazing mentality and determination too.
Right. And how do you see Sri Lanka progressing through this tournament? Knockouts, a possible clash with South Africa, depending on how this game goes. You're playing in Sydney, a bit of a slow track. Do you think that's going to be a bit of an advantage?
They'll be happy playing in Sydney because their record there has been good. But when you look at the opposition, there's not going to be any easy game. So it's not about picking and choosing who you want. Every team has its threats. Every team has special players. And it's about showing up on that day and making sure you play to potential. I think that's what Sri Lanka needs to be focused on rather than who's on the other side.
Right, final question. If you had to pick your four semi-finalists today and the eventual winner, who would that be?
If it's not Sri Lanka, which of course I'm going with my heart, I'd like to see New Zealand winning. They've been playing wonderful cricket, clean cricket, aggression. It's been very refreshing. Semi-finalists, if we go on the fact that there are no upsets in the next couple of days, Sri Lanka, South Africa, quarter-final, Sri Lanka to go forward, India, Bangladesh, quarter-final, India to go through. So Australia versus India, New Zealand versus Sri Lanka. Is what I'm thinking.
Right. Thank you so much for your time, Russell.